The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
You need to repent of your sin, turn from whatever you know is wrong, and trust Christ. Not Christ and religion, not Christ and church, not Christ and good deeds, but Christ and his atoning death alone. Nothing else. And the Bible says that Christ will establish a relationship with you that will involve forgiving your sins and taking you to heaven.
Verse by Verse with Pastor Steve Kreloff. Weekday mornings at 6 here on Faith Talk Tampa.
Christ demands first place. There's no room on the throne of your heart for two gods.
This is the Bill Bunkley Show on Faith Talk Tampa. Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Our rights come from nature and God and not from government.
History will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening.
Phone lines are open. In Hillsboro, 813-287-5700 or toll free 1-877-943-9673.
As for me and my house, we've already made a decision. We are going to serve the Lord. And that's a decision that every single person here tonight has to make. You either have to decide that you're going to serve the gods of materialism all around you, or the true and the living God.
And now, the president of the Florida Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission. Here's Bill Bunkley.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Bill Bunkley Show. We are broadcasting live today for you, and we are excited that you are with us this afternoon. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And I want to tell you that as we're in this midweek, so many things that are happening all around us. And as we are waiting to see, what the world is waiting to see, and that is not if Israel is going to respond to, quite frankly, the evil empire. What are the evil empires? I mean, we have the China syndrome. We've got the Russian Gog and Magog piece of the puzzle, and of course, the ring of fire around Israel. I want to tell you that Israel is going to respond. And I'm going to speculate a little bit why we did not see the immediate response, which is expected in the Middle East world. And that is because our culture does not match up with the culture of the Middle East. And that is because in their world, it's an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You take my arm, I'm going to take your arm. You take my eye, I'm going to take your eye out. Now, however you want to categorize that as being old, ancient, etc., I get that. But understand, that's the way they operate. And by the way, for the Muslim extremists led by the Ayatollahs in Iran, the people here don't realize that negotiations and treaties and all of what we do here in the West, and we like to think of ourselves as an advanced culture, understand that, oh, they'll smile, they'll go to meetings, they'll play lip service. Oh, yeah, that sounds good. But folks, understand to the core, it's eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. And by the way, under the Quran, lying is totally acceptable when you're dealing with your adversaries. Period. End of story. And so We'll talk about that today. I'm just giving you a little bit of a primer because the fact that it's been several days since Saturday night in Israel, it was Saturday afternoon here in the East when Israel was attacked, they're doing some preparations. And there are some things I'm going to speculate about during today's show. And so I want you to stay tuned for that. And we're also going to walk through the second half of Matthew 24. Call it the Olivet Discourse. Today's headline news that Jesus broke the story over 2,000 years ago as he sat on the slopes of the Mount of Olives, speaking to just a portion of his disciples. And we're going to get to that. But I want to welcome you into the program this afternoon. If you're tuning in for the first time, I am Bill Bunkley. And I not only host of this three-hour briefing, but as you may have heard in the show open, I'm president of the Florida Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. And I advise, and I'm involved with legislative affairs, and I advise the Florida Baptist State Convention, which is Southern Baptist in Florida, and others on legislative affairs, the issues of the day. And we are honored to be with you here this afternoon. As always, if you would like to be a part of our program, you can give us a call. Gabe is standing by. That telephone number is 877-943-9673. 877-943-9673. Well, I just wanted to give a shout out to the Christian Chamber of Commerce, Tampa Bay. Just moments ago, I arrived back here in our studios in the West Shore Tampa International Airport area of Tampa. And I want to just remind you that if you are a owner of a Christian business, or if you particularly are in direct marketing, whether it would be real estate sales, maybe automobile sales or whatever, you know the value of our area chamber of commerces. But I want to tell you that as a Christ follower, it's a special opportunity to come together one time a month, but there's many more activities at the Christian Chamber. But we meet one time a month for a fabulous luncheon. And we just had our luncheon today, and it was good. We had a presentation, Corey with Crew, talking about how we can better reach out and communicate with Gen Zers. Marvelous presentation, but it's an opportunity for great networking, get to know other Christians and other aspects of business and commerce, and especially when we come to have a need in our lives. And you know, when you already have a sister or a brother that's a real deal Christian that's in a particular goods or services, and to be able to call that person when you have a need, it's just special. So I want to remind you that we meet once a month, and we meet near 49th Street and Ulmerton Road. The official address there at Banquet Masters is Clearwater, but I just feel like I'm always in Largo, because if I don't go down Gulf to Bay, I don't, you know, that's Gulf to Bay is Clearwater heading west. And Ulmerton is, you know, heading into Largo. But nonetheless, I want to invite you. We'll be meeting again next month. And if you're a business owner, I want you to come and take a test ride. I'd love to meet you there, as well as the fact if you're in any kind of marketing. We have a lot of 501c3s, ministries, other aspects of Christian service. And so I'll give you the website if you'd like to check it out. It's c3tb.org. Now that's C, that's the letter C, not S-E-E. And it's numeral 3. You don't spell out 3. And so, but you use the letters for TB. So c3tb.org. And so, anyway, had a great lunch, and I'd love to see you. Maybe next month if you've got some time to come out and to join us. Now, we've got a lot to talk about today in today's brief, but let me just, I'm going to be mentioning this just about every day between at least now and the next 90 days. We have a formidable challenge if you are pro-life. There has been a very deceiving constitutional amendment that unfortunately got past the Florida Supreme Court by one vote. And right now you may have heard of Amendment 4, which is the quote-unquote abortion amendment that will be on the presidential ballot here in Florida for the November election. I want to tell you that this amendment would provide for an abortion all the way up to the moment before birth. Now it's camouflaged. It was deceptive because in the language you'll read, well, in order to accomplish less government. Well, that's what conservatives are all about. And that's what Christ followers are all about. But it's deceptive. At the same time, it talks about viability, and you think, well, this is just going to extend the availability to get abortion in Florida by a few weeks. That's not the case. When you also read that you can have the health of the mother, you can read this for yourself, health of the mother and a medical provider, those of us that work with language and statutes, you can drive a semi-truck through that. Why? First of all, let's talk about the language says a healthcare provider. Notice that they didn't say a licensed doctor, physician in the state of Florida. And that means anybody who works for any kind of what was quote-unquote labeled a healthcare facility. I don't have to tell you that the lie about abortion is you're going to go get an abortion and you're going to a healthcare facility. So any employee at a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic can sign off as a healthcare provider. Doesn't have to be a doctor or a nurse or anybody else. Number two, the health of the mother. Keep in mind that it's not defined. Notice they didn't say the life of the mother to save the mother's life. It's the health. And I want to tell you that, you know, headache, migraine headaches, this, that, stress, all of that could be deemed with 2 or 3 days before birth of a pregnant woman, telling that to someone at Planned Parenthood, and they could arrange for a partial birth abortion in Florida. That's a third trimester abortion. Now, that's where horrible things are done to the baby in order to extract that unborn baby just before birth. So if you don't want abortion all the way up to the time of birth, you need to vote no on 4. 4 is the amendment number, no on 4. But here's what's most important. Are you one of the Christians that are not registered to vote? I'm honest. I know some of you, a lot of people in churches don't and aren't registered to vote. We need you to go and get registered to vote today, tomorrow, the next day. We have to get every Christian who is pro-life registered to vote, ready to vote no on Amendment 4. I'll have more in a moment. If you got a question, call me right now, 877-943-9673. More of the Bill Bunkley Show. I'll be right back. Hi, Bill Bunkley here for Care Team Home Care. I want you to meet two excellent Care Team Home Care professionals, Bill and Carissa.
My name is Bill Darnell. I'm the Director of Nursing for Care Team Home Care.
I am Carissa Darnell, and I am an infusion home health nurse for Care Team.
I feel that I make a great difference in patients and families' lives.
I feel supported as an RN by the company, and I feel that I can deliver excellent patient care because I am not stressed out.
We have a large portion of our clientele are veterans.
The scheduling is flexible, and the compensation is excellent.
Being able to be more at home, which is what we are. We're in the home. You're going to get to know them.
Want to make a change for 2024? Care Team Home Care is now hiring healthcare aides, LPNs, and RNs. You can apply in person at 3311 West Kennedy Boulevard. And for more information on career opportunities, visit careteamhomecare.com.
Hey, Florida residents, are you part of an organization or business that provides services to seniors in need? If you answered yes, the Florida Department of Elder Affairs needs you. The department relies on statewide partners to help address the needs of Florida seniors. If you're interested in joining the partnership program, please call 850-414-2138. Thank you for supporting the seniors in your community. This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, at this station.
Faith Answers with Pastor Gary Roy.
God's message today is so important. Know that you're saved by grace through faith. And there's only one way to come to Christ, and that's God's way. The Bible says if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. And those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Faith Answers with Pastor Gary Roy. Saturdays at noon on Faith Talk Tampa.
But when my world broke into pieces, you were there faithfully. When I cried out to you, Jesus, you made a way for me. I may never be the same man, but I'm a man who still believes. When I cried out to you, Jesus, you were there faithfully. Skies above me, and if I'm keeping it real, I've been half faking the happy they see. I may look like the same man, but I'm half the man I was. It's been a hard year, it almost took me down. But when my world broke into pieces, you were there faithfully. When I cried out to you, Jesus, you made a
Jesus, I thank you so much that we are able to cry out to you at the moment of our most deepest need. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. And Father, we're living in the land of chaos. We're living in the land of confusion. We're living in the land of the last days. And Father, I'm so moved of the number of people who identify as Christians who have no idea how close we are to fulfilling the prophecy of the end of the world as we know it. Who don't know how close we are to possibly, if those that believe that we are raptured out before things get very, very, very ugly and difficult, that don't know how close we are. Father, as always, I pray for your Holy Spirit to speak through me. This is your radio station. This is your platform, your radio program with the Bill Bunkley Show. Holy Spirit, just flow through me in this afternoon briefing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 877-943-9673. Bottom of the hour, we're going to pick up our study in Matthew 24, and that is the Olivet Discourse. That's when Jesus spoke to just a handful of his disciples on the Mount of Olives overlooking the Eastern Gate overlooking the Temple Mount when the Second Temple was still at its location. It hadn't been destroyed after Jesus was raised from the dead, ascended to heaven. 70 and AD 70 is when the Romans tore down the temple. And if you have your Bibles, we're going to pick it up in Matthew 24, 13. Now, yesterday I taught on the Olivet Discourse because this is where Jesus is telling his disciples about the things to come in the days that we are living right now, 2,000 years later. You read those first 14 verses or so, and it's like picking up the headlines or headlines coming in on your notification to your phone, the news of the day. So we're going to pick it up with the abomination of desolation. Very important to know, especially how prophecy is coming together. But before we do that, I want to finish my brief on the upcoming deadly, deadly Amendment number 4 that will be on the Florida election ballot in November. Just like Satan to come up with something that's so deceptive. And we know a lot of Christians signed this petition. We know a lot of them signed it without even thinking what they were doing at the post office or at the store or whatever. And some of the folks, that they're paid to do this, the petition gatherers. It isn't like all of them are all in on killing babies all the way up to the minute of birth. But for them, they get paid for signatures. It's like a salesperson. So quite frankly, this never should have had enough signatures to get on the ballot, but it did. The Supreme Court in Florida should have struck down the deceptive language, but they didn't. And now we have a tremendous information campaign that we have to undertake. And I am working right now. I can't go into any details, but you can well imagine with all the years in this area and representing the Florida Baptist Convention, Southern Baptist in Florida, working with other like-minded individuals. I mean, individuals as well as other denominations, other approaches to the pro-life movement. We are working on a response. But right now, the number one response today, and if you're a pastor, please listen to me. Please. We know that voting is a private matter. And we know that we don't know how people vote. It's a secret ballot. You fill it out, you turn it in. But what we do know is we know who votes. Why? Because when you register to vote, and then let's say you're a Republican in the presidential primary a few weeks ago. If you didn't vote, I can go right now and I could find out, oh, you're really talking about being a Republican, but I'm seeing here that you didn't go vote. Because you see, the targeting is going to be that people who vote all the time for all the primaries, those are what you'll hear me and others say are likely voters or registered voters. Those polls are a lot more accurate than just say, hey, we did a poll. Many of you are not registered to vote and you go to church every Sunday. Many of you are in Bible studies, but you don't vote. Many of you have a real problem with the art of compromise because that is absolutely just so no when it comes to our walk and our dedication to Jesus. But when you are an elected official, it's the art of compromise. And so what happens is many of you have refused to go vote for anybody for years. You need to register to vote. And if all you do is go and you vote against the abortion amendment, vote no on 4, that's what you have to do. And by the way, it's a personal thing. I would also say I hope that many of you know the detrimental effects of recreational marijuana coming to Florida. Vote no on that as well. Now, I've got one more thing to tell you after the break because the clock ran me out here, and so we're going to get into looking at the last half of Matthew 24 because you need to know what to do to prepare for the things to come, including Israel when they retaliate against Iran and what all that means coming together. I'm Bill Bunkley. Be right back.
His final breath upon the cross is now.
W282 CI Tampa, W262 CP Bayonet Point.
Online at letstalkfaith.com
or listen on TuneIn and Odyssey.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has moved to end the impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border, calling for separate votes to dismiss two articles of impeachment. Republican senators are discussing how to proceed. President Biden promising to block the acquisition of U.S. steel by a Japan company, saying it should remain a totally American company, American-owned, an American operated. Nine people facing charges in the biggest gold theft in Canadian history from Toronto's Pearson International Airport a year ago. Over $14 million was stolen. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 59 points now, the NASDAQ losing 170. This is SRN News.
Are you looking for a health plan? A plan that has dental, vision, hearing, prescription drug coverage, gym memberships, healthy meals allowance, and much more, and you have Medicare or both Medicare and Medicaid? Then call Family Focus Insurance Solutions at 813-533-3000. For over 15 years, our licensed staff has been able to find real solutions for your insurance needs. Call 813-533-3000. $3,000 for your free annual checkup and your free analysis.
There's nothing more frustrating and irritating than chronic dry eye. It never stops. The itching, the scratching feeling, the fatigue and weariness. If you're suffering from chronic dry eye, go to Fortify.com and join thousands who've discovered Fortify Advanced Dry Eye Therapy, a combination of Fortify Super Omega, Fortify Focus, and Fortify Blackcurrant Oil, GLA. Fortify Advanced Dry Eye Therapy works to address oxidation and inflammation in the eye and the entire body. This combination, once only available to patients in the doctor's office, has now become available to you. And already, countless numbers of listeners have found relief with Fortify Advanced Dry Eye Therapy. If you or someone you care about struggles with dry, itchy, exhausted eyes, order Fortify Advanced Dry Eye Therapy today at Fortify.com. That's Fortify.com. Or call 866-503-9746. That's 866-503-9746. And at Fortify.com.
This is Alistair Begg, inviting you to join me on the Deeper Faith Cruise to Canada and New England this coming September. Together, we'll be studying from God's Word, enjoying Christian fellowship, and all the while taking in the beautiful fall scenery. It looks like it'll be a terrific adventure, and I hope that you'll come along. You can learn more and book your ticket online at deeperfaithcruise.com or call 855-565-5519.
From breaking news and weather across the country to insight from the brightest minds in conservative opinion, it's Salem News Channel, home to the biggest shows on TV, like Hugh Hewitt weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, followed by Mike Gallagher at 9. Join SNC, where facts are sacred, critical thinking is celebrated, and the pursuit of truth is unwavering. Watch Salem News Channel free now on Zumo Play. Learn more at snc.tv/Zumo.
Because you've heard the good news of Jesus Christ, and if something tragic were to happen, as it regularly does in our community, and your life were to end today, if you've rejected Jesus, you will spend your eternity encountering the wrath of God. I love Moses because he points me to Jesus. What God told him was fulfilled in Jesus. Jesus did come down, and he does deliver us.
The Barnabas Effect with Pastor Paul Purvis. Weekdays at 9 and weeknights at 8 on Faith Talk Tampa.
Because I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody.
to save my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
When Moses had stage fright, and David brought a rock to a sword fight, you picked 12 outsiders nobody would have chosen, and you changed the world. Well, the moral of the story is, everybody's got a purpose. So when I hear that devil start talking to me, saying, who do you think you are? I say, I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. Living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
Hey, we're back. How about you? How about you? Are you telling people about Jesus? Are you inviting them to understand who he is and how he plays into what's going on all around us? Time is short. Time is short, and we have the availability to have so many gospel conversations because people are asking so many questions about what's going on with Israel, what's going on in all these wars and rumors of wars, what's going on with all these protests in Europe and here, and what's all this about this overnight public expression of hatred toward the Jews, and now we're hearing hatred toward Christians, and now we're hearing people in our nation's capital, Michigan, death to the USA, along with death to Israel. Boy, now's the time to share Jesus. Now's the time to become a soul winner. I know that's an old, archaic term, but it's true. If you really think you're going to heaven, then you need to know that you could also go to hell. If one's real, the other's real. What the Bible tells us, that they are real. But anyway, share the gospel with someone today. 877-943-9673. You know, would you come and pray with me on May the 2nd? I'd like to spend some time with you on Thursday, May the 2nd. That is the National Day of Prayer. If there was ever a time and a place to pray for America, that time is just weeks away. And a great tradition that I want you to consider praying with me at is the 31st Annual National Day of Prayer Brunch. Once again, we're going to be gathering together at the Armature Works in downtown Tampa. We're going to open the doors there at 11 o'clock on Thursday, May the 2nd. We're going to eat shortly thereafter, and then we're going to pray. Pray, pray, pray. We've got folks that are going to lead us in prayer. We're going to be praying for our governments, the media, education, church, family. Oh, we need to pray. And then we have Grammy Award winner, songwriter, author, Laura Story. What a treat, because she's going to lead us in praise and worship, and she's going to be our keynote speaker. Right now, we still can accommodate a table or two. You could acquire an entire table and bring your pastors, bring your Bible fellowship group. Maybe you're a CEO of a business. Bring your employees and come and join us to pray. And we do have individual seats. If you will come and pray with me on May the 2nd for the National Day of Prayer Brunch, go right now to get your spot with your ticket at www.letstalkfaith.com. Letstalkfaith.com. letstalkfaith.com, and hoping and praying that you will come and pray with me on May the 2nd. Final things until we get right now into the second half of the Avalet Discourse. Voter registration. Pastor, if you're listening, or if not, would you please, if you are a member of the church, would you take this message back to your pastor and give them this message from Bill Bunkley? Very simple. Number one, we need every Christian to vote no to save babies by the gazillions in Florida in the years to come by being murdered in the womb all the way up to the moment before birth. We need a groundswell of opposition, and it's amendment number four. No on four. Vote no on four. Vote no on four. But here's where we're at right now. We need to get massive amounts of Christians who are not registered to vote or others that are pro-life. And you need to tell folks this amendment would authorize partial birth abortions. That's dismemberment of little baby boys and girls in the third trimester if this passes. How do we defeat this? By going either with early voting, mail-in voting, or on election day. We need everybody able to be registered and to register the no vote. How do we do that? Pastor, would you consider having a voter registration drive in your church? And maybe several of them. Now, we've got about a couple of months. Don't know the exact date, but you can have election officials from your county, and there's volunteers that do this. They're trained and certified. You can have a team come to your Wednesday night service, set up a table outside and outside of your worship auditorium, and they can register people to vote right there at their church. After you, Pastor, tell the story and how important it is for everyone to vote. You can also have them come on Sunday morning and set up a table. We need massive voter registration drives at our churches all around the state of Florida. This is an all hands on deck. Now, we've got more. I'll be bringing you more as we unfold the plan to defeat this. And I say we, it's myself, it's many others in the pro-life movement and leadership positions that are crafting, because we all want to be on the same page. Planned Parenthood and ACLU, they had their kickoff last Saturday. Their kickoff to kill babies up to birth, they kicked it off last Saturday. And right where I live, some of you who live in Hillsborough County, you know if I mention Dale Mabry, and you know if I mention Fletcher Avenue, to the entrance to my subdivision, I live in, don't mind telling you, I live in Carrollwood Village, there were about 20 or 30 protesters had their signs out. Vote yes on four. Yes, vote yes on four. Vote yes on four for health care. I don't know how it's health care for the unborn baby that's going to be murdered, killed. Health care, freedom, freedom from government. And then we had, I don't know whether they were real or they were actors, but there were people with surgical scrubs acting like they're a doctor, I guess. And then they had lab coats on as if to deceive the people as they're waving at them going by about this is such a good, happy thing. And the doctors, you know, the symbolism is the doctors are all behind it. Already out on the same weekend as the kickoff. So let me ask you, has there even been a discussion at your church yet? Has your pastor sound the alarm from the pulpit? Are we getting ready to save innocent children? Not in Africa, not in Lebanon, not in the Ukraine, right here in Florida, in the United States of America. So would you take this message and ask your pastor if they would be open to having a few voter registration drives between now and the time that registration is cut off for the November election? And please have them call here at the station. I'd be glad to talk anybody one-on-one if they're hesitant about doing so. All right, let's get into our first brief this afternoon. And I'm just apologize because this amendment thing is very, very important. And what I do here in the afternoons is what pastors used to do, not only when we were 13 colonies under British rule, but in the early years before Lyndon Johnson got the IRS to put in this rule that pastors, you can't talk about who's the best candidate. You can't talk about this candidate will vote this way or that way. Folks, that was the founding of our country. It was our pastors who gave godly counsel. And there is no separation of church and state. There is no violation of your 501c3. IRS has never taken anybody to court, and they won't. But this is an issue. This is not even about a candidate. Please, need to get the word out. Need to get the word out. Well, I'm going to give a brief in the 4 o'clock hour about why hasn't Israel attacked Iran? What's the holdup? We'll get to that in a moment. But let's get into this. Probably have to finish up some of this in the 3 o'clock hour. So we've been talking about Matthew 24, the Olivet Discourse. This is when Jesus made the headlines of today, but he presented it over 2,000 years ago. That's when he sat with 4 or 5 disciples and he talked about what was to come, his role in it, and quite frankly, we are maybe much more closer than anybody really realizes to being raptured out, like right now. And we're about to see maybe all hell break loose in the Middle East when Israel has a very decisive response to Iran. They're getting ready for a major battle. And I'll talk more about that in a moment. So open your Bibles to Matthew 24 now. We're going to pick it up in verse 15. You can go back to yesterday, our podcast, our archive of the Bill Bunkley Show, both in hour number 1 and hour number 3. And you can pick up my teaching of Matthew 24, 1 through 15. So I want to pick it up here. A break. The computer, my arch enemy. Well, looks like we're going to do not a whole lot more than an introduction. That just means you have to keep listening to the Bill Bunkley Show all the way to hour number 3. Because trust me, we're going to have this briefing. And I'm going to tell you more about what's about to happen. But just a few minutes left. And, of course, we'll talk about Israel coming up in the second hour as well. I'm Bill Bunkley. Don't go away. Be right back.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-281-0266. 800-281-0266. 800-281-0266. That's 800-281-0266.
Did you know the human body does not make its own vitamin C? Taking vitamin C is one of the best things you can do for your health, and Aqua Powders is the best way to get vitamin C. Aqua Powders vitamin C is delicious when added to water and provides you with 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C to boost your immune system and increase your energy. Transform your water into wellness with Aqua Powders vitamin C, available at Amazon. That's Aqua Powders with a Z, available at Amazon.
Since 1992, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews has helped rescue over 770,000 Jews out of poverty, persecution, and anti-Semitism on Fellowship Freedom flights. Bishop Paul Lanier, U.S. Board Chairman for the Fellowship.
I'm at the airport right now, Ben-Gurion Airport. There is a flight that has come in from Ukraine. In a matter of moments, precious children, orphans, will be getting off of this plane to be able to make Aliyah.
The cost to rescue one Jew on a Fellowship Freedom flight is $710. We're praying for 20 listeners who will call today and donate $35 to help bring one Jew to Israel. President and CEO of the Fellowship, Yael Eckstein.
Right now, all of us, we have an opportunity to help fulfill biblical prophecy for just $35. We all can take $35 to partner with God to bring a Jewish person home. Wow, the words of the Bible coming to fruition.
Just $35 helps one poor Jew out of a life of hopelessness and anti-Semitism.
My name is Rebecca, and I just challenge you today to give out of a cheerful, loving heart to his people that need so much these days, that are broken, that need comfort, that need to be brought home to their home place, Israel.
Jews have waited for this moment in history. They are looking to God for their rescue. God is looking to us, Christians, to be his representatives of prophetic biblical fulfillment. Your gift of $35 will go immediately to the Fellowship's Aliyah ministry and will help support a poor Jew before and after their arrival in Israel. Please call 800-315-2112. 800-315-2112. That's 800-315-2112.
Janae's Tropicals is your one-stop shop for fruit trees, exotic tropical plants and palms, citrus, and more. Join Janae every Saturday morning at 9:30 as she shares more than 24 years of horticultural experience and hosts other Green Thumb experts to give you free gardening advice. Janae will teach you to live off the land and love it. Visit Janae online at tropicalfruit.com. Listen to Janae's Tropicals Saturdays at 9:30 and again at 5:30 on Faith Talk Tampa.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. But God only knows the real you. There's a kind of love.
Well, welcome back. Bill Bunkley here. 877-943-9673. Going to take a break, top of the hour. Come back, talk a little bit more about Israel. And the trial has begun against Homeland Security Secretary, his impeachment trial in the United States Senate. And we'll also talk a little bit about why, and speculate a little bit why Israel has not already attacked Iran. So we're going to be talking as an introduction, and then in the next, we're going to skip and go to the third hour, the abomination of desolation. We pick this up in verse 15. Jesus has just briefed the disciples on many things that we see already happening around us, as defined by the birth pains that will be increasing in number and intensity. And then we get, and by the way, we're talking now if you are a pre-trib person like myself, we're talking about a point after we are raptured out. And we could be raptured out this afternoon. The dead in that know Jesus Christ, real deal Christians, will come out of the grave first. We'll meet them in the air. We believe that since Thessalonians says by Paul, we're not going to be having to go through the wrath of God, that we will be taken out. The church will be taken out. So Jesus is teaching. He goes, guys, see when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by the prophet Daniel. Now, I want you to jot this down, class. Jot down Daniel 9:27. Because that's where Daniel prophesied about the coming abomination of desolation. Now, remember the Antichrist that's going to rise. He's going to hoodwink the whole world, including the Jews in Israel. Because he's going to somehow be so charismatic, and Satan's going to be behind it, that everyone's going to be laying down their arms, et cetera, because there's going to be world peace, and Israel, so worn out from war, they're worn out already, they will accept it. So when the Antichrist, who's going to bring the abomination of desolation into the temple that he's going to rebuild, the rebuilt temple is the one he's going to rebuild, spoken by the prophet David, standing in the holy place. The holy place is going to be in the middle of the temple. The third temple will be rebuilt. It will be rebuilt by the Antichrist, because he's going to declare himself God. Not in the beginning, but at that 3.5 out of 7 year mark. At that time, when he rises up, that 3.5 year mark where you realize, what is this guy doing? I thought he was a peacemaker. You mean I can't go to the grocery store anymore until I have his ID and his password? Now, that's also known as the mark of the beast. And you probably heard of 666. Well, now, well, we thought it was a chip in the hand, maybe the forehead, blah, blah, blah. Who knows what was prophesied about thousands of years ago and how that's going to manifest, but he's going to rise up and control everything. So much so, in verse 16, Jesus says, "Let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains." Remember, Judea and Samaria are what the secular folks call the West Bank. And many believe that the mountains they're going to be fleeing to is Petra. That's why I take my tour groups to Jordan and I take them to Petra. Not just because Indiana Jones was there, and it's a very popular spot for one of those episodes when they go into quote-unquote the treasury in that land of Moab, but that's where we believe that a lot of the Jews are going to be fleeing to because he has revealed himself. And this is so tense. Verse 17, "Let the one who is on the housetop not go down to take what is in his house. And let not the one who is in the field turn back to take his cloak. And alas, for women who are pregnant and for those who are nursing infants in those days," explanation point, "pray that your flight may not be in winter or on a Sabbath." Now remember, this is when the Antichrist shows his hand. And we're going to take that up as the second half of the Avalet Discourse. Wake up call. Time for us to share the gospel. Coming up in a few moments, let's talk about Israel and why they haven't attacked yet here on the Bill Bunkley Show. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
It's getting harder and harder to make sense out of today's headlines. To stay on top of breaking world and national news with a Christian worldview and a faith-based perspective on what it means, turn to ChristianHeadlines.com. Log on to ChristianHeadlines.com for the very latest news and then sign up for our free daily newsletter to stay one step ahead of what's happening. Get out of the mainstream media rut with top news and positive headlines every day with ChristianHeadlines.com.
Faith Answers with Pastor Gary Roy.
God's message today is so important. Know that you're saved by grace through faith. And there's only one way to come to Christ, and that's God's way. The Bible says if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. And those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Faith Answers with Pastor Gary Roy. Saturdays at noon on Faith Talk Tampa. WTBN Pinellas Park, WLCC Brandon.
Faith Talk Tampa.
Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Download the Faith Talk Tampa app.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Senate has voted to dismiss the first of two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The first step in ending its trial on his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. Republican senators are discussing how to proceed. Testifying before a House Appropriations Subcommittee, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Russia is benefiting on the battlefield as Ukraine awaits more American aid.
We're seeing them make incremental gains. We're seeing Ukrainians be challenged in terms of holding the line. They're doing a very good job, a credible job, but in order to continue to do that, they're going to need, the right materials, the right munitions, the weapons to be able to do that.
Earlier today, three Russian missiles slammed into a downtown area of a northern Ukrainian city, killing at least 14 people. Also at SRNNews.com, Boeing is in the spotlight as members of Congress examine allegations of major safety failures at the aircraft manufacturer. Testifying before a Senate Homeland Security Subcommittee, former Boeing manager Ed Pearson says the company failed to improve safety after two 737 MAX crashes in 2018 and 2019.
Nothing changed after the two crashes. There was no accountability. Not a single person from Boeing went to jail. Hundreds of people died, and there's been no justice. Unless action is taken and leaders are held accountable, every person stepping aboard a Boeing airplane is at risk.
Boeing has been in crisis mode since a door plug panel blew off a 737 MAX jetliner during an Alaska Airlines flight in January. The Dow is down 57 points, the Nasdaq losing nearly 180. This is SRN News.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
But look around. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A closer look at the latest Southern Baptist numbers.
The headline is that the SBC lost over 1,200 congregations between 2021 and 2022, the last year for which all the data has been compiled. But an analysis by Lifeway Research indicates that very few of those churches split with the denomination over doctrinal issues. Of the congregations that left, about 80% simply ceased to exist for various reasons. Very few churches are leaving the SBC in search of another affiliation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee may soon join the ranks of states where public school employees have to inform parents if their child is living as the opposite sex in class. Under a bill that is progressing in the legislature, school employees would be required to pass on the information about a student to an administrator. That administrator would have to then tell the parent. This is SRN News.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-355-4107 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-355-4107. That's 800-355-4107. What do you have to lose? Call 800-355-4107. Again, 800-355-4107.
Good afternoon. Thanks for hanging in there. I'm Bill Bunkley. This is Salem Radio, broadcasting all across Central Florida. And as always, there's a lot going on. And sometimes I am, I'm stuffing a lot of things into a couple of 3 minutes on a commercial break. But I am so thankful that you are here this afternoon. Well, we're going into hour number two of the briefing this afternoon, 17 days in the month of April. In the year of our Lord, 2024, and I want to especially welcome those that are tuned in. And beautiful Sarasota, beautiful Bradenton. How about Venice? I'll tell you what a beautiful, beautiful place. Well, the entire Central Florida area is a beautiful place, but welcome to those of you this hour on AM 930 and FM 93.7, The Answer, where news, insight, and passion is what we are all about on our conservative platform of stations. And, of course, those of you who have been on our Christian Teaching and Talk platform, our answer stations, Faith Talk stations, you've been with me, some of you, since 3 o'clock. We'll go into hour number two of the brief. Now, a couple of programming notes. I'm going to talk a little bit about why hasn't Israel... And some of you would say, how come they haven't gone in there and just bombed Iran into oblivion? Well, we'll talk about that a little bit, do a little speculation, because I want to talk about a cultural thing. And those of you who have either been with me to Israel and Jordan, or you have been to the Holy Land, you know there is a huge cultural difference than life in America. And we'll talk about that, because that's why so many questions are, is Israel weak? Israel didn't retaliate. Blah, 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 blah. Let's do a little brief here on that coming up in just a few moments, because that is, it's a very important question. Now, a couple things. In the next hour, just to kind of give you a heads up, in the next hour, I was asked a question yesterday. Because the Jews, now, do know that there are Messianic Jews, and those are Jews who have acknowledged that the Messiah, in fact, has already come the first time, and that the Messiah is coming again. And now, just to tell you, the answer to that riddle is the Messiah is Jesus. So it's not just a Christian thing or a Jewish thing. The whole question of the divide is the Messiah. Well, we know we have Messianic Jews that believe that Jesus is the Messiah and that he's coming back. And a lot of the other Jews, I want to tell you, Israel's, you get to Tel Aviv, I mean, it's real secular. Real secular. It's kind of like going to New York City or Chicago or L.A. And you're a Christian and you're from another country, and you go, wait a minute, I thought this was a Christian kind of a nation. Not Christian nationalist, but hey, I went to New York, man. I didn't see a single sign of anybody acting like a Christian. Well, then it probably won't surprise you that if you fly into Tel Aviv and go down to Ben Yehuda Street, you know, you're going to probably feel like you're in New York City. Even though you may think, well, wow, it's the Jews. They've come home. Aliyah, they're coming back to the land. No, that's where you get into practicing Jews, whether they're practicing Jews or not. And then Orthodox and ultra-Orthodox. Now, we got a lot to kind of unpack there. But the question is, and I'm not going to deal with this till the next hour, but the question is, well, if the Jews don't believe in Jesus, why are we... what's all this talk about you and others supporting Israel and the Jews? Well, I'm glad that question got asked yesterday, but the caller didn't want to hold on. They just registered the question with Gabe. So we'll get to that in the third hour. We're also going to pick up what's going to happen at the moment of the abomination of desolation. That is the moment 3.5 years into what Christians and the New Testament talks about, the 7-year tribulation, and when, quite frankly, the war of wars, the war of Armageddon, all that's going to be leading up to that, and then Jesus comes again and speaks the word, and all the evil that's in the world, and evil rulers, despots, terrorists, murderers, boom, done. So, as we begin today, I'm also president of the Florida Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, and I want to implore you that in that role, I've been working in the legislative process in Tallahassee the last 28 years. I just want to remind this audience again that we're starting a campaign to defeat Amendment 4. Now, I want to just take a moment and tell you that right now, if you're not registered to vote and there's nothing keeping you from voting, I mean, you don't have any of the restrictions, I need you to get registered to vote, because I need every person who is a Christ follower or who is a pro-life conservative, I need you to get registered to vote, because at the end of summer, Amendment 4 is going to be on the presidential ballot here in Florida. And that's the abortion amendment, and I need you to vote no on 4. No on 4, no on 4. But before that, we've got to have a massive voter registration drive. In the last hour, I just called on the churches and the sound of my voice to have voter registration drives at their church, either on Wednesday night or on Sunday. There's a lot of folks that go to church, and be honest with you, they're not registered to vote. And if I had your church roll right now, I could go down your church roll and I could use Excel or whatnot. I could put the database in that I know of people who are voting. I could give a report right now from your pulpit and I could mention your name. Hey, John Smith, you haven't voted in 3 years. Now, I believe it's a responsibility of conservatives and certainly Christians to vote. So, number one, if you're not registered to vote, please vote. And I want you to vote on the entire ballot, but I really want to get across that for us to go and to kill babies in the third trimester, all the way up to birth. And folks, ladies, I know some of you are pro-choice, but most of you are not pro-choice in the third trimester. This is a very deceptive, lying amendment. It's not all about, you know, limited government. They put that in there to hoodwink you conservatives. And when you hear two terms, health of the mother and a health care provider, my friends, that is the wolf in sheep's clothing. What that means is that an abortion can be authorized in Florida if this amendment passes literally minutes before a baby is born. That's right. A healthy baby boy or baby girl, just minutes, days before birth, that would allow them to do a C-section or... let me just take that back. We know that that radical procedure has been done and it's awful. But let's just say to enable to terminate a pregnancy in the third trimester, it's called a partial birth abortion. That baby has to be dismembered. I know this is tough. It's gross. But I got to speak the truth so you understand what's going on. Planned Parenthood, ACLU, they are on a campaign to hoodwink you. And quite frankly, even if you think the six-week abortion ban that becomes law on May the 1st, you may think that's too soon. I get that. I understand all the arguments. But what's worse? Killing babies in Florida in the third trimester? Do you know if this amendment passes, do you know that probably all of the Southeast United States, especially with babies in the third trimester, they're going to be coming to Florida, and Planned Parenthood will have itself set up to do third trimester abortions if they're legal? And oh, by the way, they'll probably charge $3,000 or $4,000 to do it, because with those folks, it's all about the money. Remember that movie, that sports movie? Show me the money. Show me the money. All right, so here's the deal. Phase one, and I'm going to be bringing more to you. I guarantee you I'm involved with many other folks, leaders in the pro-life movement in Florida, and we didn't know till a couple of weeks ago on April the 1st that we would be dealing with this. Because the Supreme Court didn't get rid of the language like they should have. It was a 4-3 vote. And I personally believe that, if you remember Judge Kavanaugh and others, that because of the Roe versus Wade and other things, remember the protesters went to their house and harassed their families? Judge Alito had to go to a secret location with his family. I believe that there were some Supreme Court justices that didn't have the courage to be honest, that this was not truthful language, meant to be very deceptive and confusing. So, quite frankly, if you're okay with aborting babies in the third trimester, then knock yourself out, vote yes on 4. If you're not, this isn't just about viability. Now, health of the mother could be a headache, a migraine. So that qualifies. And then, signed off by a healthcare provider. Ask yourself the question, how come the amendment didn't say signed off by a licensed Florida physician? Because they want any employee at, say, a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic. And I'm being facetious, but if the receptionist is there as an employee of a healthcare provider, the receptionist could sign off that a woman has, she's depressed or she's got a headache. Therefore, hey, she's not giving birth in 2 weeks. We can go ahead and do a third trimester abortion. Folks, I'm telling you the truth. Number one, tell everybody, vote no on 4. Number two, ask your friends, are you registered to vote? I'm asking you, are you registered to vote? If not, get down. There's some of the counties have satellite locations. You need to go down and you need to say, hey, I want to register to vote. Take your driver's license. We need to come against everybody in this state who wants to kill babies in the third trimester. And for 28 years that I've been in the state capitol in Tallahassee on so many issues having to do with the family, abortion, etc., adoption, foster care, as we have worked so many years to save babies, with one deceptive amendment, all of that will be wiped out, including mom or dad. Your ability to have to give consent for your 14, 15-year-old girl to have an abortion. This amendment, abortion whenever, whoever. Think about that. 877-943-9673. Israel update in a moment. I'll be right back.
Good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. I am, it's who I am.
Florida. Want to help the over 20,000 plus children in the state's foster care system? Join All Pro Dad and the No More Foundation at Relevant Church at 6 p.m. on Sunday, May 1st, for an event where you can step up to foster, adopt, or learn how you can help families who are doing the incredibly hard but rewarding work of saving young lives. Text ACTION to 97000 to help make a difference today. That's text ACTION to 97000.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-353-2973 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-353-2973. That's 800-353-2973. What do you have to lose? Call 800-353-2973. Again, 800-353-2973.
The Attorney Patrick Smith Show.
55-plus communities. I'm a young guy. Obviously, I'm looking to buy a house. I just can't wrap my head around how a community can place a rule that you have to be 55-plus.
So I think that when you look at the fact that we can restrict something as precious as voting by age, it doesn't really seem as surprising to me that we can restrict who lives in a private community as much by age.
Listen to the Attorney Patrick Smith Show, Saturday mornings at 8 on Faith Talk Radio.
You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Hey, let's go right back to it. I got a few moments before the bottom of the hour, and Fernando Suspedes is going to be with us. You won't want to miss this latest Medicare testimony, as many of you are maybe approaching the age to make sure your Medicare arrangements are made, and maybe others who are still working. Miss Charlotte's going to be joining us with a testimony today, and I think it, and by the way, if you are about to announce your retirement or maybe you're still working, you don't want to miss this interview, because a lot of people assume that, you know, we're going to do Medicare whenever I totally retire and I can't get any other insurance. No, 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 no. Get a pencil and paper ready, because you'll want to probably call Fernando as a result of this brief at 4:30. So let me go pretty quickly. Just today, the president of Iran said today that they will completely destroy Israel. I want that to sink in. They have now said, after attacking Israel last Saturday, they will completely destroy Israel. President Netanyahu has responded. 9 chilling words is how Fox News described what he said today. Israel's prime minister said, listen now, listen. Israel will do whatever it needs to defend itself. Quote unquote. Can I repeat that, class? Israel will do whatever it needs to defend itself. Close quote. Now, Israel has never, ever admitted it has atomic weapons. Do you think Israel has atomic weapons? I most certainly do. These words are chilling. I think, and I don't think we're going to see a response, I don't think until after the 30th, after Passover on that day. Why? This is going to be such a massive response, I believe. that Israel is going to prepare its people. It's going to be telling them, everybody, to fill up your cars with gasoline. It's going to be telling them, don't panic, but get yourself stocked up with supplies from the grocery store, etc. Because if you remember what happened in World War II in London with the Blitz from the Nazis, I mean, Israel is ready to hunker down. Israel has atomic weapons. I'm not saying that's going to happen. But where we are at right now, tremendous pressure is on Israel. Why? In that world, the only thing those cultures understand in the Middle East is an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Diplomacy in words, especially to radical Muslims, they mean nothing. The Quran will tell you that they're allowed to lie about everything to get their way. Because of what happens in the Middle East, Israel, by the standards of the Middle East, they would have been expected to have retaliated already. So why haven't they? Well, I just gave you one reason, and that is there's some preparation that has to be ready to go on the home front. And I heard someone comment that they're going to be very planned and deliberate, and right now they don't want people to have to panic like, hey, we got a Cat 5. It just formed in the Gulf of Mexico. You got 8 hours before it hits here on the West Coast. And, boy, you know what would happen. If you don't get to the grocery store in an hour, there's no water, there's no nothing. It's gone. Here's the other thing. I've been reading something because last Saturday, 99% of whatever, the 300 drones and rockets, a big number of them failed to launch on the launching pad. Those are Chinese rockets. And you got that, and you've got the coalition. Not only is it Israel, it was United States, Great Britain, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia. They were all in position to shoot down. Iron Dome took some out, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm reading about there may be 5, 6, 7 rockets. If you've been following it, you know that a particular military base took some hits. And I'm reading where some people are speculating that there was a rocket that Iran shot off, a certain kind of rocket, and it was these rockets. They all, if this is correct, they all made it and impacted this military base. If that's the case, you got two defense systems. You got the Iron Dome and you got the Arrow Sling, David Sling. I don't know, but it could be that these rockets were able to come in without those two systems able to defend against them. Whatever the technology is, whatever the jamming or whatever. So there is a little bit of speculation that if there were a new class of rockets that was able to make its way through, I've heard that one of the other reasons why Israel hasn't responded as they would have expected to respond, that they are trying to understand what this particular type of rocket may be. Because obviously, they would have to calculate protecting the Israeli people, the Jews, in their land from these type of rockets. So we'll never know all of what the IDF, Mossad, and the whole security network is doing. But just know this, Israel will respond. And I think because they didn't respond right away, and now you've got the Iranian president in a quote that's gone all around the world, we're going to completely destroy Israel. Now, if somebody told you they were going to completely destroy you, what would be your response? Oh, they're going to destroy us? We'll destroy them. And remember, right now, Iran doesn't have a nuclear weapon, but they could have the stuff for a dirty bomb. Israel does. Something to pray about. Up next, Fernando Suspedes. Be right back.
W282 CI Tampa, W262 CP Bayonet Point.
Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Or listen on TuneIn and Odyssey.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Senate has voted to dismiss the two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, effectively ending today's trial. Strong storms have caused damage in parts of the middle U.S. and spawned tornadoes in Kansas and Iowa, including one that left two people injured. Tensions in the Middle East and the ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine top the agenda of European Union leaders at their summit in Brussels. President Biden promising to block the acquisition of U.S. steel by a Japan company, saying it should remain a totally American company. Stocks finishing lower, the Dow was down 45 points. The NASDAQ lost 181, and the S&P 500 dropping 29 points. This is SRN News.
What should we...
Worried about inflation, digital currencies, political turmoil, and the future of your investments? It's time to take control with Conservative Wealth Protection Group. During these times, central banks are buying gold and precious metals at record levels. But the question is, are you? With access to the cheapest bullion in the nation, we have a deep understanding of the precious metals markets. We'll reveal strategies that both the wealthy and everyday patriots just like you are using to get the most out of their tax-deferred retirement plans. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, we provide guidance without high-pressure sales tactics. Our No Fees for Life IRA program offers the lowest prices on precious metals, along with tax-free and penalty-free transfers. Explore your options with a free consultation. Call 888-964-4333. That's 888-964-4333. Protect your family and your investments. Call 888-964-4333 now.
Since 1992, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews has helped rescue over 770,000 Jews out of poverty, persecution, and anti-Semitism on fellowship freedom flights. Bishop Paul Lanier, U.S. Board Chairman for the Fellowship.
I'm at the airport right now, Ben-Gurion Airport. There is a flight that has come in from Ukraine. In a matter of moments, precious children, orphans, will be getting off of this plane to be able to make Aliyah.
The cost to rescue one Jew on a Fellowship Freedom flight is $710. We're praying for 20 listeners who will call today and donate $35 to help bring one Jew to Israel. President and CEO of the Fellowship, Yael Eckstein.
Right now, all of us, we have an opportunity to help fulfill biblical prophecy for just $35. We all can take $35 to partner with God to bring a Jewish person home. Wow, the words of the Bible coming to fruition.
Just $35 helps one poor Jew out of a life of hopelessness and anti-Semitism.
My name is Rebecca, and I just challenge you today to give out of a cheerful, loving heart to His people that need so much these days, that are broken, that need comfort, that need to be brought home to their home place, Israel.
Jews have waited for this moment in history. They are looking to God for their rescue. God is looking to us, Christians, to be His representatives of prophetic biblical fulfillment. Your gift of $35 will go immediately to the Fellowship's Aliyah ministry and will help support a poor Jew before and after their arrival in Israel. Please call 800-315-2112. 800-315-2112. That's 800-315-2112.
Hey, welcome back. Bill Bunkley here. Some breaking news. Now, I don't have the details, but the impeachment trial got underway in the Senate as the articles of impeachment was sent from the U.S. House of Representatives to the Senate to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. I'm now understanding that the Senate has already ended the impeachment trial, which means that the Democrat majority probably dispatched with it. So somebody who should be impeached should no longer have a job. What I'll do is that coming up in the next segment, I'll give you an update on what's happening with that in just a moment. But first, you know, healthcare later in life is the most important thing that you need to keep track of. If you were to look at the average person and multiply that to millions of Americans, when you look at the amount of money that's spent on healthcare costs during a person's life, I can tell you that when you get up to, well, Medicare arena, that when you get to that point and going forward, you probably will be having more to worry about in healthcare costs than any other time in your life. Now, I'm the exception. I was a little bit before that with my AML leukemia. But with that, a very trusted colleague, Fernando Cespedes with Family Focused Insurance Solutions. He is an independent Medicare provider. He has 20 different providers that he represents. Therefore, he can absolutely match up the best care with your doctors, your specialists, your particular needs, the drugs, etc. I'm going to have his phone number in a moment, because if you have never had a free needs analysis comparing your Medicare plan to what he could do for you through one of these 20 providers, as well as you're going to hear from my next guest about those of you getting close to Medicare age. Well, today we got a testimony. And if you are just retiring, near retirement, or maybe you're still working past the age for Medicare, I want you to kind of pay attention now, because we're honored to have Miss Charlotte with us. And she's been so kind once again to give a testimony and talk a little bit about her journey. And with that, I know she's going to be with us. And Fernando, I want to thank you for being back, and appreciate all that you do for the people to make sure that they're on the right program when these needs start increasing.
Well, I'm delighted to be with you, Bill, and your audience. It's a pleasure. It's a blessing helping and making a difference in everybody's life. Thank you. Thank you, Bill.
All righty. We'll get back to Fernando in just a moment. Miss Charlotte, how you doing, dear?
Yes, I'm blessed. How are you today, Mr. Bill Bunkley?
I'm doing great since I'm talking to you. How about that?
Great. Thank you. I'm excited to be on your show.
Right. I'm excited to have you with us. Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you, because you have hit retirement. And
yes,
that's something you celebrated with you and your spouse. And so, well, whenever you retire and you're thinking about health care, I understand that on the day of your retirement, you were tuning into one of our interviews. Tell us about that.
Well, a great thing is, I always listen to your show, especially, you know, on my break while I was on work. So right before I retired, I told my husband, please get this radio show on so you can hear it. And on March the 1st, he happened to hear you and Fernando. You were meeting again on the intersection of faith and life.
There you go.
Yes. And he was speaking with Ron, and he also retired, was saying about how difficult it is to get on Medicare B. And I can relate 100%, because when I just retired, my last day was March 29th, 2024. So I had already applied for Part A Medicare, you know, because you have to do that by 65, mm-hmm. before 65, if you don't want to be penalized. And then I was told, you know, you got X amount of days after your retirement, you know, because my job had paid my medical for over 26 years.
Oh, my.
And, you know, I was planning on staying there another year, but the Lord blessed me to go ahead and get this retirement. And that's when I told my husband, what will I do now? I have to figure out what to do with Medicare.
Listen to the Bill Bunkley Show.
Yes, exactly. So that's when my husband said, well, I heard Bill Bunkley's show, he was speaking with Ron, and they got with Fernando. Fernando helped me get my Medicare Part B, and I was able to keep my same doctor and also keep my same dentist, who I had been with for years. And, you know, of course, if someone you like and you, all those years have helped you, and, you yes. know, it's just a blessing to be able to stay with those same. So I ended up on a PPO plan. Mm-hmm. And it's just been blessings all after then. So I'm planning on seeing my dentist tomorrow so I can let him know, wow, I get to stay with you all for a little longer.
Now, I tell you, Miss Charlotte, that's so important because I want folks to understand this. Because, number one, she was able to go to a PPO now or in March. It wasn't during the fall enrollment. Number one, Fernando got her the right PPO. And Fernando got her $2,100 in dental benefits. Remember that, folks. And wow. she has her doctor. But then when it comes to specialists, she doesn't have to get a referral to go to the specialist doctor that she feels comfortable with or the best qualified. She's got her prescription coverage, and she's got hearing coverage. She's got vision coverage. Now, I got to ask you this, Miss Charlotte. Are you going to be hitting that gym three times a week, getting on that exercise bicycle, doing those chin-ups? Are you going to take care of this free gym
membership?
You know,
that sounds like a winner. I'm going to have to, yes.
let me ask you this. I want to get Fernando in before we have to say goodbye here in a second. Tell us, you know, retirement. There's just a lot of things. I don't want to say it's stressful. It's not negative stress, probably positive stress, but so much going on. Tell us about you actually meeting with Fernando. He is a person, how he works with you, his character and integrity. Tell us a little bit about what you would say about working with Fernando, because this is a relationship, not just
yes.
now. He'll be with you at re-enrollment in the fall and every year. Tell us about that real quick.
Well, let me tell you first, Mr. Bill Bunkley, you are a blessed man, and we're so grateful to have you, you know, as a man of God. It means so much. And you work with men of integrity, and that's why I respect Mr. Fernando, and he was great working with him. I mean, to tell you, talking about blessed, this man, he not only, you know, explains everything, it's almost, you couldn't imagine how he had to teach me a little bit about the Medicare B, so I was, you know, be able to understand more about my, and appreciate it, you know, more about the type of medical care that I needed. Because anybody could just throw you on a medical plan,
yep.
but will it be something that really helps you? So he definitely is a man of integrity, and that makes a lot of, that helps a lot when you're pivoting from one job career that you've been on for years, and you know, and it's just a like you said, it's a change of lifestyle. So I appreciate it very much. Thank you so much for your help.
Well, Miss Charlotte, I wish you just years of peace and joy in the Lord and just delighting in Him. Now that I don't believe in retirement, I don't think you do as well. You're just getting to your redirection. God's got another page two of the journey of what He has in store for you. So enjoy maybe a little more time to spend with Him and to do a little more fun things. Yes. But thank you so much for sharing. This is a great encouragement to me. And I just want to give all the honor and glory of all you said to me.
Oh,
I want to give it to the
God.
Lord. I want to pass it on.
Yes.
But thanks
thank
for being
so
with
much.
Us, Miss Charlotte.
Oh, it's been blessings and giving tears of joy. Thank you so much. You have a great, wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Say hello to your spouse for me as well and your dentist,
okay,
Miss Charlotte. Thank you.
Okay,
all right.
Bye.
Here's the phone number. Jot this down. You got to call Fernando. You can call him right now. 813-533-3000, 813-533-3000, 813-533-3000. Call Fernando and say, hey, I want to make sure I'm on the right plan, or I'm getting ready to retire, or I just moved here from New York City and I got to change my Medicare to here. Anything that you got, 813-533-3000. That's Fernando Cespedes, Cespedes. Fernando, we've only got about 3 minutes left, but I couldn't interrupt Miss Charlotte. I mean, Miss Charlotte was just on point, but let me get you back in here now. We're in springtime, And yes. I think you've got some good news, because if Medicare individuals want to improve their plan, maybe they're not getting along with the agent, or maybe they didn't get what they were told, you got some good news for them. What's that?
Absolutely. Our great governor understands people's lives. A lot of emergencies has happened the last few months, last year, with some tornadoes. And so he extended even further. So a lot of counties, because he understands that folks need to make that strong, that great decision on making health care. So in many counties, he has extended the deadline. So now you don't have to wait until the fall. You can give us a call, the number that you stated, and that way we can find the right plan. If you're not happy, if you've been paying too much, give us a call immediately. We're going to find you an SEP, specially like Imperial, so we can make that change and get you back on a plan that's going to work for them. Right? By the way, Bill.
Don't worry about figuring it out. Figure out this. Write down this number. How are you going to write this number down? That's all you got to figure. That's 813-533-3000, 813-533-3000. You can call Fernando right now. Tell him where you're at. He'll take you through it. Now, again, we got 2 minutes left.
Sure.
Switching plans. There are six top benefits individuals need to pay close attention to. This is what you counsel them before you even think about changing their plan from where they're at. What's the six top benefits?
Absolutely. When you're going to switch, what I'm going to pay for my inpatient hospitalization. What do I pay for doctors and specialists? The next one, emergency. The next one, ambulance. The other one is ambulatory and my prescriptions. Those six topics, a must that you must discuss with your agent before you even consider switching. Obviously, all of our agents and myself, certified licensed, we're going to explain the entire plan. But you should focus on all those 6 points, because if you don't look at them and you just switch without even looking at that, you're going to pay a lot of money. So that's why we contract over 20 carriers. We take 2-3 hours in a meeting, and we'll get the right plan for you. We'll do a lot of study, and we'll get the right plan that's going to work.
Fernando's going to lay your plan down with whatever benefits. Then he's going to match one of his 20 providers, and all the time, most of the time, they really, really give you a much better plan. To find out if you're the next one to save some money or get better insurance, call right now, 813-533-3000, 813-533-3000. And by the way, if you have sort of a Medicaid assistance that goes with your Medicare, call Fernando, because he puts those two together as well. If you also want to add some final expense coverage to take care of, and I'm going to tell you what, funeral costs, they are sky high. We just went through that with my mother-in-law. Call Fernando, life insurance as well. Anything for Medicare and you need Medicaid tied to that, call right now, 813-533-3000, 813-533-3000. That's 813-533-3000. Call now. I highly recommend Fernando. Fernando, as always, man, I tell you what, thanks so much for taking care of our listeners.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
We'll be right back.
This is our crime. This is our sin. But I still believe. I still believe.
It all starts with a drip that can turn into a gush, that can turn into a major leak inside your home, unless you have protection from water leak damage with the Water Shield by FPL Home Water Protection Program. A smart water shutoff device and app work together to monitor your home's water usage, provide real-time alerts right to your phone, and even automatically turn off your water when a major leak is detected. So you can rest assured that your home has protection from water leak damage, most of which isn't covered by basic homeowners insurance. It's peace of mind protection at just $9.99 a month for the first year with promo code RADIO. Call 800-731-2641, 800-731-2641. That's 800-731-2641. Offer expires December 31st, 2024. FPL Home is an unregulated subsidiary of Florida Power and Light Company. The Water Shield by FPL Home program is offered by FPL Home and not Florida Power and Light Company.
Together, we'll join hands and hearts at the 31st Annual Tampa National Day of Prayer Brunch on Thursday, May 2nd. Join Faith Talk Tampa for this time-honored tradition at Armature Works, where our community lifts up our nation and its leaders in prayer around the theme, Lift Up the Word, Light Up the World, followed by an address by keynote speaker Laura Story. The Tampa National Day of Prayer Brunch. Get tickets now at letstalkfaith.com.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
Hello, this is Alistair Begg inviting you to join me and my friends from Salem Media Group on the Deeper Faith Cruise to Canada and New England this coming September. We'll enjoy the beautiful fall scenery along the coastline as we make our way from Boston up through the Gulf of St. Lawrence and over to Quebec City. Our voyage will include stops in Rockland, Maine, Nova Scotia, and Prince Edward Island. We'll be visiting charming villages, touring historic lighthouses, dining on fresh seafood, and along the way we'll have the opportunity to enjoy a wonderful time of Christian fellowship as we learn from God's Word together. That's the Deeper Faith Canada and New England Cruise, September 2024. Learn more and book your ticket online at deeperfaithcruise.com or by calling 855-565-5519. I hope you'll come along.
Pastor Bryant Golden of Center Point Church in East Tampa invites you to join him for Unfiltered Radio, Sunday mornings at 9:30 on Faith Talk Tampa. Pastor Bryant teaches the unfiltered version of Jesus Christ for those disillusioned with their faith or looking to strengthen it. Pastor Bryant delivers hope and encouragement through a unique, honest, and practical approach. He's known for raw honesty that tears down barriers for people from diverse backgrounds. Learn more at bryantgolden.org and click on the Unfiltered Radio tab.
Jesus in disguise, Jehovah passing by, the burden of a tear hanging in your eye. Jesus in disguise, a scar across the sky. You were looking for a king you would never recognize. Jesus in disguise.
We're back. Bill Bunkley here. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. And as I promised, unfortunately, the left, the radical Democrats, President Joe Biden's man, Alejandro Mayorkas, articles of impeachment were filed against him. You know the deal. This guy has sat and lied to the American people since day one of the Biden presidency. He's been carrying the water for the president by letting millions and millions of illegal aliens cross in the United States that will forever impact our nation if we can maintain a nation. But your United States Senate, led by Democrat Chuck Schumer, the consummate politician chameleon. And I just got to tell you, I usually don't get to this level, but to know the damage that has been done and the great risk this president and this man has done to the American public. But I told you yesterday what was going to happen. And I'll just use CNN. Let's go ahead and use CNN's story that just got filed. The Senate killed the articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas as the historic trial of the cabinet secretary barely got underway. You know what the definition is? The fix is in. Take a look at Mr. Mayorkas' picture. Maybe he'll be in Webster's Dictionary on defining when the fix is in. Anyway, the articles of impeachment killed by the Senate were for, quote, willful and systematic refusal to comply with the law and breach of public trust. The Democrats' man in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, opened the proceedings by offering a time agreement to Republicans that would have allowed a certain amount of floor debate and votes on trial resolutions and points of order before an eventual vote to dismiss the case. Senate Republican Eric Schmidt of Missouri objected, saying he would not agree to a proposal that would conclude with an unprecedented step in the U.S. history of dismissing and impeachment cases without a trial. Many Republicans want an agreement today because it would have allowed them to make speeches on the floor about why they think a full trial should take place and other points. Without it, they will not be allowed to speak on the floor. Isn't that nice? The Senate is too busy to get the evidence in an impeachment case. The Democrats wanted unanimous consent, except in the form of the points of order that would be read aloud by the presiding officer. Schumer made a motion to table or kill the First Amendment article because it does not allege conduct that rises to the level of a high crime or misdemeanor. After several rounds of procedural votes, the Senate passed a motion 51-48 along party lines, killing the first article of the impeachment. There are two articles. After several more procedural votes, Schumer's motion to table a second was also approved. And again, this was 51-49. Somebody else was in the chamber, I guess. Mr. Mayorkas has a distinction of being the first cabinet secretary to be impeached in almost 150 years. House Republicans voted to impeach Mayorkas in February over his handling of the southern border by a narrow margin after failing to do so on their first try. When I add this to the long laundry list, this is a case that really proves how desperate we need term limits in the United States Senate and United States House of Representatives. I am sorry to have to bring this to you. I am sorry for everyone who has been injured, hurt, robbed by an illegal alien that has come across illegally since President Biden was elected, and I also apologize to those who will be subject of future crime by individuals that were never vetted, and especially those who are terrorists, large number of military age Chinese men, as well as men from the many of the various countries surrounding Israel, as well as that terrorist, known terrorist that was let go twice from Afghanistan. They finally had to go pick him up again a few days ago. What a total premeditated design to tear down America. For those of you on News Talk stations, we'll see you tomorrow. Sekulow's up next. I'll be up on AM 760 with more of the Bill Bunkley Show. Don't go away. Be right back.
From breaking news and weather across the country to insight from the brightest minds in conservative opinion, it's Salem News Channel. Home to the biggest shows on TV, like Sebastian Gorka, weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, followed by Stacey Washington at 5. Join SNC, where facts are sacred, critical thinking is celebrated, and the pursuit of truth is unwavering. Watch Salem News Channel free now on Zumo Play. Learn more at snc.tv/Zumo.
The Attorney Patrick Smith Show.
55 plus communities. I'm a young guy. Obviously, I'm looking to buy a house. I just can't wrap my head around how a community can place a rule that you have to be 55 plus.
So I think that when you look at the fact that we can restrict something as precious as voting by age, it doesn't really seem as surprising to me that we can restrict who lives in a private community as much by age.
Listen to the Attorney Patrick Smith Show, Saturday mornings at 8 on Faith Talk Radio. WTBN Pinellas Park, WLCC Brandon.
Faith Talk Tampa, online at letstalkfaith.com. Download the Faith Talk Tampa app.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Senate has dismissed all impeachment charges against Alejandro Mayorkas. That thus ends the Republican push to remove the cabinet secretary from office. President Biden wants triple U.S. tariffs on steel from China, telling steel workers today in Pennsylvania he wants to better protect American producers from Beijing's industrial overcapacity. Three Russian missiles slamming into a downtown area of a northern Ukrainian city. At least 17 are dead. Dozens more have been wounded.
Russia has already been breaking the sanctions regime. They're already engaging with trade with the DPRK. They are purchasing weapons against Security Council resolutions. And they have, along with China, continued to protect the DPRK from being held accountable.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations and allies continue discussing options both inside and outside the U.N., thus abolishing more practice. Wisconsin Supreme Court justices are beginning to question just how much power legislative committees should wield. That in a case brought by the Democrat Governor Tony Evers against the Republican-controlled legislature. That's in a battle that could have a broad impact on just how state government functions. The court has heard arguments in the case today. A ruling in favor of Evers would upend old practices in the legislature and make it much easier to approve projects in a land stewardship program. This is SRN News. Well, Catholics are beginning to turn toward the Republican Party.
For much of the 20th century, if you were a Catholic in this country, you were probably a Democrat. Inner-city blue-collar Catholic voters helped sweep John F. Kennedy into the White House and were reliable Democratic votes at the state and local level, too. But a new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 52% of Catholics now favor the GOP versus 44% who remain Democrats. Abortion is most likely the explanation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The First Lady Jill Biden is trying to rally support for her husband within the LGBT community. She claims that former President Donald Trump poses a threat to homosexuals and points to Biden's advocacy for transgenderism in particular. The president is continuing, though, to struggle with a very low public approval rating. This is SRN News. California officials have voted to take over monitoring groundwater use in part of the fertile San Joaquin Valley. Here's John Scott with more.
The law is aimed at protecting water flow to homes and farms. The State Water Resources Control Board voted unanimously to place the region on so-called probationary status. That means state, not local officials will temporarily watch over and limit how much water could be pumped from the ground. It marks the first time the state has taken control of groundwater monitoring. Farmers are criticizing the move, but water rights advocates say it will protect drinking water in poor rural communities. John Scott reporting.
On Wall Street today, Dow Industrials fell 45 points at 37,753. S&P 500 off 29 at 5022, and the NASDAQ dropped 181 points. More details at srnnews.com.
it has been confirmed. Those brave Americans who are trying to preserve free speech continue to be censored, shadow banned, or silenced. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to share the liberating ideas of some of America's brightest and most free thinkers. People like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry, whose ideas are putting financial control back in the hands of everyday people, helping them protect their money against a government that seems intent on destroying it. Text TRUTH to 76626 to find out more. As this election moves forward, we just released a report that reveals our three favorite ideas for protecting and growing your wealth during the 2024 election. These ideas are especially critical if you have an IRA or 401k. Text TRUTH to 76626. Discover ideas that are so simple and actionable, they might save your retirement. Text TRUTH to 76626 now for your free report. That's TRUTH to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Christ demands first place. There's no room on the throne of your heart for two gods.
This is the Bill Bunkley Show on Faith Talk Tampa. Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Our rights come from nature and God and not from government.
History will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening.
Phone lines are open in Hillsboro, 813-287-5700, or toll free 1-877-943-9673.
As for me and my house, we've already made a decision. We are going to serve the Lord. And that's a decision that every single person here tonight has to make. You either have to decide that you're going to serve the gods of materialism all around you, are the true and the living God.
And now, the president of the Florida Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission. Here's Bill Bunkley.
And we are back. I'm Bill Bunkley, your host of the Bill Bunkley Show here on Salem Radio. We're broadcasting all across Central Florida on another beautiful Chamber of Commerce day. 17 days already in the month of April in the year of our Lord 2024. And boy, I just got to tell you guys, there's an important countdown that's happening right now. And the countdown, and many of you have been through this drill, not only with your own kids, but your grandkids, and maybe your great-grandkids, but we're coming down to the final days, and it's hard to believe that my son, Zachary William Bunkley, who has turned 18, we are zeroing in on his high school graduation. And even the month of April, this has been so busy with session and all of what's happening, the Supreme Court decision, and I just feel that I have this, just so many things are going on. And so it's like some of the things that we are dealing with and considering both professionally and everything that I just sort of just kind of stand back and say, boy, Lord, things just seems that things as you get older, they just are occurring faster and faster and faster and faster. Have you ever wanted to just slow the train down? Slow the train down. But I know a lot of families are excited right now because all over the sound of my voice, high school graduates are getting ready. And then how about those of you who this semester and soon after this semester are going to be celebrating your son or daughter's a bachelor's degree, others it might be a master's degree, and still even others, your PhD, or maybe even finishing up your residency, law school, whatever it is. But spring is the time where there's a lot of those type of celebrations. And so I just want to tell you that I understand what you're thinking. I understand all of the plans that go into it, and just congratulations to those of you who are going to be experiencing that. Well, moments ago, I just reported that the United States Senate. Let me ask you a question. Let's put it this way. And by the way, we're going to get back to our teaching, and I got a question to answer about why Christians should support the Jews since they don't believe in Jesus. It's a question that was asked yesterday toward the end of the show. I'll cover that in a moment. But here we have a president who has broken the law. He's broken the law because they have failed to keep our borders secure, particularly the southwest border. They have flouted immigration law. They've flouted immigration policy. And I get it when people will come up to me and have a conversation, Bill, what is going on? It seems like those of us who've worked hard to make this country what it is, and many of those are you who are Christ followers, who have been serious about your faith, serious about the Messiah, serious about being his ambassador in the marketplace, in the country square, etc. And we have seen really a takeover. A takeover by outsiders. A takeover by people who are citizens, and quite frankly, they have an agenda. Probably for some of you, to hear people scream in Washington, D.C., and I guess in Michigan, death to America. Death to America. You must understand that as we are praying, God is shaking the globe. America is not going to get away with this. Now, what I'm saying is, remember that vengeance is mine, says the Lord. So I'm not saying that whatever God, I'm a prophet and bringing you what the word has to say. God's not speaking to me, giving me exclusive visions or dreams about the future. But a prophet brings accurate news and the truth. But I want to tell you that God is not mocked. Whatever you're watching, this whole, what a sham for the United States Senate. Just lusting after the prostitute of power and control and the club. And I get it. Some of you probably know a particular public official, a politician. And maybe you have personally experienced somebody who just lies out of both sides of their mouth. I'm just being very graphic and honest. And maybe you've given up on the system a long time ago to say, what does it matter? I get that a lot too. Bill, what does it matter? My vote doesn't count. I quit voting a long time ago. Well, to that I say this. It's not up to us to speak for the results unless we don't vote. I have many times in all these years, if somebody starts complaining, I'll ask the question, did you vote? I will tell you, there's been times where I know I'm getting ready to get incoming, and I will go and research, let's say it's John Smith, just picking a name. I'll go and I'll just make sure that, number one, John Smith is registered to vote, and I'll go and check and see how frequent does John Smith vote. Does he vote every time the election ballot box is open? And I would tell if you were here, some people are not allowed to vote. You got all those, some things where you can't. I get that. But everybody who's qualified to vote, and you come to me complaining, I would tell you, ma'am, sir, if you haven't voted, I don't have the time to listen to your complaint. And that may be harsh, but that's the way I feel. In the same way we're told in Scripture, you don't work, you don't eat. Seems harsh, right? It's not harsh. Teaching the disciplines of life and responsibility are the issues of life. And, giving all these young people, letting them off the hook for all the student loans and everything else. You are nurturing very dependent people in large numbers. And the government can't keep borrowing all the money it needs to buy the votes off, because that's what's happening right now. But I'm going to tell you what I've told the last two audiences before we get to the rest of the brief. There is an awful amendment, Amendment number 4. It's going to be on the ballot. If you trust me, take my word for it. The language says this is all about, freedom from government. It's not. It's about killing babies. Even in the third trimester, here in Florida. That's right. Not talking about D.C. or Boston or Chicago or California, Oregon, Washington. No, here in the free state of Florida. Yeah, they're going to be free to kill babies all the way up to the moment of birth here in Florida. If you are one of the, and I'm going to call them conspirators, if you're going to conspire to kill babies in the last trimester, that means you're going to be voting for Amendment 4. Because the loopholes there about the health of the mother and a health care provider, that's code language. That's code language that they'll get a sign off. Woman's got a migraine, whatever she wants to say. Oh, it's a health condition. I work for Planned Parenthood. Not a doctor. Anybody at Planned Parenthood is signing it off. So I'm asking you to join me to oppose this amendment. And the first thing you do, pastors, listen to me now, please. Would you please have, if you have a medium, certainly a large-sized church, would you schedule one or more Wednesdays or Sundays to have a voter registration drive in your church? Many Christians are not voting, haven't voted. We need everyone registered. That's what we got to do now, springtime, for the fall election. Would you get to your bully pulpit and ask all the members of your church who are able, would you ask them if they're not registered to vote to please get registered to vote? If you are someone who is a conservative Christian and you move from another state, please now go and get registered to vote. If we're going to defeat killing unborn children all the way to the point of death in Florida, that means defeating Amendment 4, a no vote. No on four. And when you see people like I saw this past Saturday, people dressed up like, maybe there were doctors, I don't know, but they're dressed up with surgical sweats and lab coats, and they're talking about vote for less government, more freedom. You're voting to allow babies to be killed if you vote yes on four all the way up to birth. Do you want to do that? Do you understand what partial birth abortion is? Dismemberment of unborn babies. I got to be graphic to get your attention. So right now, get registered to vote. Pastors, would you contact your local supervisor of elections, set up a time for them to come on a Wednesday or Sunday, register your folks to vote, and then help us to get them to the polls. More of the Bill Bunkley Show in a moment. Don't go away. I'll be right back. We'll be right back.
author writing a Christian book, so you may know this cheery little fact. Old-fashioned publishers reject thousands of manuscripts each year. You know your book is fabulous, but hey, if it's not what a publisher needs, all you need is your book in print. You want it on Amazon. You want to spread the word the way you've written it, so do it. Forget old-fashioned publishing. Publish yourself with 21st Century Christian Publishing at Zulon Press. Fast and affordable, Zulon Press gives you the power to put your Christian book on the market the way you want it. Zulon Press knows your mission because they have the same mission. Publish your book. See it on Amazon. Be a published author with Zulon Press. Learn more with your free guide to Christian publishing. Visit ChristianPublishing.com. Get your book hot off the press. Zulon Press. Find your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same great people who bring you this nifty radio station.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Everyone knows the old saying, nothing lasts forever. Well, whoever said that obviously never bought a timeshare. Not only do your maintenance fees and assessment fees go on forever, they go up forever. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Over 10 years ago, I was a timeshare salesman. But once I saw the dark side of the business, I quit. I started helping folks get out of their timeshares. Since then, we've helped over 30,000 families by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-839-8484. That's 800-839-8484. 800-839-8484.
Praise you, Jesus. Please hear me. Jesus is coming back to claim his bride. His bride is his church. And if you know him as your Lord and Savior, sold out to him, you are who he's coming back for. 877-943-9673. We're going to get back to the abomination of desolation in a few moments, but we had a caller yesterday that asked the question. There are a lot of Christians in America and around the world who are standing with Israel. Now, let me tell you, Christians have a very checkered past when it comes to God's chosen people. And down through the years, the Crusades, what we can relate to is Adolf Hitler and the Holocaust. But I want to tell you that the war between Satan and the God of the universe has been fierce. And ever since the Jewish line, the tribe of the Jewish peoples, 12 different tribes, but from that point on, it has been war on anyone who is a Jew for thousands of years. And it is true, if you were to go to Israel today, when we take you to the old city of Jerusalem, and we are doing the normal introduction and the visitation of important holy sites to both Christians and Jews, you'll see Orthodox or ultra-Orthodox Jews. You'll see them praying at the Western Wall, and they are usually dressed in black with a black long jacket, a black hat. They let their hair grow to the curls on the side of their face. You know a Orthodox Jew when you see one. And then you go as a Christian and you think about, oh, how God's chosen people, man, they're all dialed in. Well, they're not dialed in. Many of them are, some of them are Zionist and politics only, which means they believe in Israel, you know, ruling the Temple Mount, but not from a religious point of view, from a world political point of view. And then you've got a lot of left-wing secular Jews. Do you know that the LGBTQ folks, do you know that Tel Aviv with the beaches there on the Mediterranean, do you know that they're the number one destination city for LGBTQ folks out of Europe? Known as one of the most gay-friendly cities on the planet. That's Tel Aviv. So when you think that as a Christ follower here, all of what we're seeing and you're kind of really taken aback from it, understand this spirit, the quite frankly, spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah, all of that. And that's just part of it. Just hear me. If you are having sex outside of marriage, you're in that category. If you're living with someone and having sexual relationship and you're not in the covenant of marriage, it's all sexual immorality. And I like to always remind that. You know, having an affair, and I know there's probably some people out there that are bashing about that, but so the question is, why should Christians support Jews who don't support and believe in Jesus? We do that because God's word gives us the revelation of the big picture. The Jews are his chosen people. They are looking for the Messiah. They don't believe the Messiah has arrived. We, who, if we didn't have the Old Testament, if we didn't have the Jewish faith, understand we would have nothing to tie Christianity into because we are engrafted in the vine along with his chosen people. We just know the Messiah has already come and it's coming again, and they are looking for the Messiah for the first time, and Satan has got in the middle of that argument for years and years and years. But even though we look at the Old Testament, in my word, they were so rebellious to God and getting, and they were into all of the unbiblical sexual relationships, et cetera, et cetera. You know, worshiping a cow just because they got delivered out of the Egyptians and they're in the desert and Moses goes up for just for a few days on a mountain and, man, they've already molded down all their gold and they're worshiping a cow. But it wasn't just the worshiping the cow when Moses came down. It was an orgy, my friends, a flat-out orgy. So when I come back after the break, so why do we worry about the Jewish people since they themselves haven't been obedient to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? And we're going to find out because God still has his people. And his people were not chosen to be superior to other people. They were chosen to carry the message of the covenant. They were to be, if you think about it, God spokespeople on the earth to share about who he was in the midst of all sorts of pagan worship, pagan gods, pagan practices. So why do we stand with Israel? Why do we stand with Jews? Got that answer coming up. 877-943-9673. We'll be right back.
There's a kind of love that God only knows. God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. But God only knows the real you. There's a kind of love that God only knows.
W282 CI Tampa, W262 CP Bayonet Point.
Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Or listen on TuneIn and Odyssey.
SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Senate has voted to dismiss the two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, effectively ending today's trial. Strong storms have caused damage in parts of the middle U.S. and spawned tornadoes in Kansas and Iowa, including one that left two people injured. Tensions in the Middle East and the ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine top the agenda of European Union leaders at their summit in Brussels. President Biden promising to block the acquisition of U.S. steel by a Japan company, saying it should remain a totally American company. Stocks finishing lower. The Dow was down 45 points. The NASDAQ lost 181, and the S&P 500 dropping 29 points. This is SRN News.
Hey, Florida, want to help the over 20,000 plus children in the state's foster care system? Join All Pro Dad and the No More Foundation at Relevant Church at 6 p.m. on Sunday, May 1st, for an event where you can step up to foster, adopt, or learn how you can help families who are doing the incredibly hard but rewarding work of saving young lives. Text ACTION to 97000 to help make a difference today. That's text ACTION to 97000.
This is Alistair Begg, inviting you to join me on the Deeper Faith Cruise to Canada and New England this coming September. Together, we'll be studying from God's Word, enjoying Christian fellowship, and all the while taking in the beautiful fall scenery. It looks like it'll be a terrific adventure, and I hope that you'll come along. You can learn more and book your ticket online at deeperfaithcruise.com or call 855-565-5519.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-353-2973 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-353-2973. That's 800-353-2973. What do you have to lose? Call 800-353-2973. Again, 800-353-2973.
Come with us and join hands and hearts in prayer at the 31st Annual Tampa National Day of Prayer Brunch with Faith Talk Tampa, Thursday, May 2nd at Armature Works. It's a growing tradition as believers come together to lift up our nation and its leaders. This year, we're proud to present the theme, Lift Up the Word, Light Up the World. Inspired by the book of 2 Samuel, together we'll embrace the power of prayer and the guiding light of faith. And we are excited to welcome Grammy-winning songwriter, best-selling author, and dedicated Bible teacher, Laura Story, as our keynote speaker. It's the 31st Annual Tampa National Day of Prayer Brunch at Armature Works in Tampa from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on May 2nd. Let's come together as a community and make a difference through the power of prayer. Tickets are available now at letstalkfaith.com or call to reserve your spot at 813-349-8238. 813-349-8238.
Hey, we're back walking with the Father this afternoon on the Bill Bunkley Show. Glad you're with us this afternoon, 877-943-9673. Why do we Christians care about the Jews? Well, Gabe summed it up. Because God told us to. Now, it really is that simple, but let me walk through it. Number one. I could go very deep on this, but it probably wouldn't accomplish just kind of keeping it simple. Number one, God is well aware of how much those who are part of his people, the Jews, have walked independently. So much so that a lot of the Jews today, their eyes are blinded because it's part of God's plan. You see, what's going to happen is that when we are raptured out, when the Christians are raptured out, when people are gone, and then you move into God's wrath, because remember this, the Antichrist is just like Iran. I mean, one thing Iran teaches us is the absolute hatred for the Jews. Hamas demonstrated that hatred in butchering Jews, men, women, and children. That's where we're at. And what's going to happen is that as we're right now, the birth pains are just absolutely, we're so close. I honestly would not be surprised if we were raptured out this afternoon, because if those of us that believe in a pre-tribulation rapture are true, nothing else has to happen. Now, do you think for all of the unbelieving Jews and all the unbelieving Gentiles, pagans, secular folks, do you think when millions of people are just gone, vanished, you don't think there's going to be some discussions? And then when you put that together and realize that the Jews really haven't seen anything yet as going to be the raft against them and others from the Antichrist. So much so that we know that there are 144,000 Jews. There's 12 tribes, divide that in 144,000. Jews are going to be coming to Christ from each of the 12 tribes. They're going to realize that, and I don't want to say the Christian Messiah because that is so wrong. We don't believe in replacement theology. The church has not replaced the Jewish people. Wrong answer. And some of you may believe that, but you're just wrong. That's heretical. But what's going to happen is that the Jews are going to realize that the Messiah was who he said he was. And more importantly, he already came. But the good news, he's coming again. The Bible tells us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I take Scripture at its word. The Bible and God tells us that those who bless Israel will be blessed. So why do I take pilgrimages to Israel and Jordan? Why are we supporting the Jewish people now that they have been reunited with their homeland beginning in 1948? It's real simple. I don't know all the things of God. I don't know all of the dynamics of what's going on with why he does what he does, but that's why we don't lean on our own understanding. It's kind of like Nike. You just do it. Just do it. Just follow the Lord. Charles Stanley, and by the way, let me just say tomorrow we're going to have a special on this program. Tomorrow will be the one-year anniversary that Charles Stanley went home to his Heavenly Father. And boy, I tell you what, that must have been quite a moment because of the number of people that Dr. Charles has touched. We'll talk about his life tomorrow on the Bill Bunkley Show, 1 year after he's gone home, and the profound effect that he's had on your host. But having said that, why do we do it? Because God has told us. We also know how there's going to be a time real soon where Jews, in fact, those are the real secular Jews in Israel, they're going to realize that, number one, there is a God. That's number one. And it's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of all of the Old Testament stories, heritage. And they're going to realize that there is a Messiah. And they're going to realize he already came. And we're going to have a revival of Jews who will accept Jesus at the appropriate time. And you've got to be kind of plugged into the timeline and all of the little nuanced things that go into what the Bible has given us direction in terms of prophecy. And if the Jewish God was not the one God, you and I as Christians, we have been wasting our time. Because we are plugged in to quote unquote, he was the God of the Jews long before Jesus came. And then you had the Apostle Paul. When it was time for Gentiles, time for them to be introduced to Jesus Christ, and to now know that everybody who calls upon the name of the Lord and will declare him as their Lord and Savior, their Messiah, they can be saved. Our heritage depends on the Jews. All of our holy sites are right there in the Middle East, right there in Israel, Iraq, Lebanon, Turkey, Cyprus, Crete, that whole area. Then we talk about Rome and Europe, Greece. But we support the Jews because God told us to, and they are the reason that we have our faith in Jesus Christ. Never forget, Jesus is not a Gentile. Jesus doesn't look like a British citizen. Understand what I'm saying, moviegoers? Jesus is probably unlike many of the depictions, I believe, that you've ever seen. He grew up in a very arid desert land. And he's a Jew. This may be a news flash, but he is a Jew. And he and his father has made it clear with the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is our gift. It is a pay it forward, if you will. Big talk about the chosen and pay it forward to support what they're doing. Well, understand that if you know Christ and you know the Holy Spirit's inside of you and you were calling on that Holy Spirit, do you know that that is a pay it forward gift from the Lord and Jesus until you go to heaven? And do you realize that in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit came upon a man or a woman for a specific task, and then the Holy Spirit was then taken back up, and you have it full time. So we support the Jews because they are God's chosen people, and we know how the story ends. And if we're real Christians, we wish that no Muslims would die without knowing Jesus and giving their life to him. We Christians don't want any Jew to die without knowing Christ and living with him always. We Christians don't want any Hindus or communists or you name it to die not knowing who Jesus is and giving them the invitation to be saved and rescued for eternal life. So, I know my life has been blessed because I have been praying for Israel for many, many years. And if you listen to this program, you know that I have been a staunch frontline supporter of Israel. Not to the detriment of anybody else, but we have to be obedient to the word. Amen? Amen. So the desolation, when the Antichrist takes the throne, I want to wrap up a couple of things here. Let's go to Matthew 24. I know we've kind of been in and out. Matthew 24, 21. Jesus tells his disciples there on the Mount of Olives, quote, "For there will be great tribulation." That's where the word came from, the tribulation. "Such as not been from the beginning of the world until now." No, and never will be. This is going to be the hell of all hells on earth. "And if those days had not been cut short, no human being would be saved." Who's going to cut them short? Jesus Christ. He's going to speak the word. And the killing, the torture will cease. "But for the sake of the elect, those days will be cut short." If you know Jesus, that's you. You're part of the elect. Verse 23, "Then if anyone says to you, 'Look, here is the Christ,' or 'There he is,' do not believe it in these times. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform great signs and wonders so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect." Christians will be peeled off by false prophets, false Christs. He says, "See, I have told you beforehand." He says, "See, if they say to you, 'Look, Jesus is in the wilderness,' do not go, or the Messiah. If they say, 'Look, he's in the inner rooms,' do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and shines as far as the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Whoever the corpse is, there will be vultures that will be gathering. And when that day comes, the clouds are going to darken. The moon will not give its light. It's going to be quite a day. I'm Bill Bunkley. Got a hard break. Be right back.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time
time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Retirement Outlook.
If your retirement account is mostly stocks or bonds, listen closely. The future of your savings may be more uncertain than ever before. Hi, I'm Paul Stone, CEO of Colonial Metals. The sad truth is, our government continues to eat away at our freedoms and security. In economic times like these, run around the flagpole by lunatics in Washington, I look to the most trusted store of wealth in human history, physical gold and silver that you own. At Colonial Metals, we specialize in helping folks with IRAs and 401ks and other retirement accounts move their savings into physical gold and silver. If you'd like a free gold investment kit, give us a call today at 820-800-8000. My team is standing by, ready to rush a free gold investment kit to you. You may also qualify for $7,500 in free silver and a free safe. Call 820-800-8000 now. That's 820-800-8000.
Colonial Metals is not a financial advisor. Consult with your advisor before investing.
That's 820-800-8000.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
It was an opportunity for me to put everything I was as a person into work.
They have so much to offer, and they need to be respected and taken care of and listened to.
Being an ombudsman gives me that opportunity to pay it forward.
For more information, go to ombudsman.elderaffairs.org. That's ombudsman.elderaffairs.org.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call now at 800-533-6605 for a free consultation. For 17 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and a Christian-owned company. Don't get stuck in the endless cycle of payments. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Christian-owned Total Financial Freedom now at 800-533-6605. That's 800-533-6605. 800-533-6605.
Pastor Bryant Golden of Center Point Church in East Tampa invites you to join him for Unfiltered Radio, Sunday mornings at 9:30 on Faith Talk Tampa. Pastor Bryant teaches the unfiltered version of Jesus Christ for those disillusioned with their faith or looking to strengthen it. Pastor Bryant delivers hope and encouragement through a unique, honest, and practical approach. He's known for raw honesty that tears down barriers for people from diverse backgrounds. Learn more at bryantgolden.org and click on the Unfiltered Radio tab.
Heavenly Father, you are so faithful. We are back. Bill Bunkley here. Some final thoughts. First of all, I'm going to tell you the exciting part of the story in just a moment. Have your Bibles ready. Have your cell phone ready. Focused on Matthew 24:29. But first, this is Wednesday night. Tonight, for you to go to your place of worship, if you have a midweek worship service to worship, get a word. I ask you to take a message to your pastor. I ask you to ask your pastor to brief this coming Sunday on the abortion amendment number 4 and to clearly explain to the flock of your home church family what's at stake. I go to Ottawa Baptist Church. Our senior pastor, Edgar Aponte, did a very, very brief but thorough explanation of what's before us, especially if this amendment gets adopted here in the state of Florida. So I'm going to ask you to take that message to your pastor tonight if you're going to church. And number two, ask them if they would please, that I'm asking them, if they would please have a voter registration drive where the election officials will come to your church on a Wednesday night or a Sunday, set up a table outside of the worship service or whatnot, and register people to vote. Some of you are not registered. And though I want you to vote on everything on the ballot, if you just go to vote on one issue, maybe two, maybe marijuana's in there, but go vote on the issue on Amendment 4, if that's all you'll ever vote for, please go vote no. Amen? The rest of the story. 1 day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. Remember that when you want to have revenge on someone. So imagine you're sitting there on the Mount of Olives and you almost feel like you can reach out and touch the Eastern Gate or the Temple Mount and the temples there. You're under maybe one of the cedar trees, maybe even under an olive tree, who knows. Jesus has been telling you what to expect in the end times. And then he comes to verse 29. The coming of the Son of Man. For you see, he's talking about his coming. And Jesus shared in verse 29 of Matthew 24. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, listen now, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. Verse 30. Then will appear in heaven the sign of the Son of Man. And then all the tribes of the world, the earth, will mourn. And they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven. And this time he's coming as a conquering king. He's not coming as a lamb. He's coming as a king. He'll be coming with all power and great, great glory. And he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call. And they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Jesus is real. He is the Messiah. He is coming again. And we are all called for such a time as this. We are witnessing the final steps heading to the end times, the birth pains. I don't have a timeline. We don't know exact dates, but we can tell seasons, just like winter, fall, summer, and spring. America and the world, it's not the way it's been. And what we're seeing the last 6 months, year, 2 years, and what we're getting ready to see in Israel, maybe right after April 30th, the Passover. Stay tuned. We'll keep you informed and we'll keep you briefed. I'm Bill Bunkley. Head to church. Take my message. Till tomorrow at 3. God bless and good afternoon.
The joint supplements of today are sadly...
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.